virus. A survey reveals that the anti-science tag has been attached to many other groups as well, from authorities who advocated the elimination of the last remaining stocks of smallpox virus to Republicans who advocated decreased funding for basic research. Bonus. In Manhattan, there's a new gold rush happening in the 4 million to 10 million range, predominantly fed by Wall Street bonuses, says broker Barbara Corcoran. Claw. I'm not afraid of dying from a spiritual point of view, but what I was afraid of was how I'd go, because I've watched people die in the hospital fighting for oxygen and clawing at their masks. Flaw. Murray says, alternatively, Kading could have missed one shot due to a technical flaw or a fluke, and then missed the next two because he was dwelling on the past. Saw. In the new child study, we first gave children a choice between two hidden toys that were identical except for color. After their choice, the children saw the toy they chose, but not the one they'd rejected. Paw. Is it or is it not? Young Archer. A life-size marble carving of a naked boy drawing an arrow from his lion's paw, quiver, might be the earliest known sculpture by Michelangelo. Scholars disagree. Jaw. In 1784, 5 years before he became President of the United States, George Washington, 52, was nearly toothless. He hired a dentist to transplant 9 teeth into his jaw, having extracted them from the mouths of his slaves. Budget. Milburn's Board of Education was still not ready last night to present a budget to the public, but say they will be done by tonight.